Section 1. The critical importance of clean HRV data. Client assessment and training are only as effective as the data you use. When working with heart rate variability data, professionals often focus on the derived metrics, such as SDNN, RMCSD, and frequency domain measurements, which appear neatly in reports. However, these numbers can be dangerously misleading if they're calculated from corrupted data. Think of it like building a house. No matter how beautiful the final structure looks, if the foundation is compromised, the whole thing is unstable. In HRV analysis, even a single artifactual interbeat interval can dramatically distort our measurements because HRV metrics are based on the variability between heartbeats. When we encounter false values that are either too short, such as 274 milliseconds, or too long, such as 1,334 milliseconds, these outliers severely skew our statistical calculations. We recommend the close the barn door before the horse escapes strategy to ensure data integrity. Prevent artifacts before you record data so that you don't have to remove it later. Dr. Pieper and Dr. Sherman's research has shown that these artifacts can come from multiple sources that may not be immediately obvious. Body movement, muscle tension, electromagnetic interference from cell phones, poor sensor contact, and even ectopic heartbeats can all create false readings. What makes this particularly challenging is that these artifacts may not be evident in the final HRV measurements. They can only be detected by carefully examining the raw signal. Consider a 2-minute recording with normal IBIs averaging around 800 milliseconds. If just one artifact creates a false IBI of 1,600 milliseconds, this single point represents a 100% deviation from the mean. When calculating variability metrics like SDNN, this outlier has an outsized impact because these measurements are based on squared deviations from the mean. The result can be HRV values that are dramatically inflated and no longer represent the patient's true physiological state. This is why professionals must develop expertise in recognizing and handling artifacts before analyzing any HRV data. Manually inspect the raw signal and IBI values to ensure that artifacts do not contaminate your measurements. You can do this within free programs like QBOs or commercial programs like CardioPro Infinity. The implications for clinical practice are significant. Imagine making treatment decisions for a veteran with PTSD or adjusting an athlete's training program based on corrupted data. The consequences could range from ineffective interventions to potentially harmful recommendations. Section 2. Understanding plans A, B, and C for artifact management. Let's explore the systematic approaches to handling HRV artifacts, beginning with plan A, segment removal and detrending. When working with longer recordings, 6+ minutes, this approach allows us to isolate clean 3-minute segments, preferably avoiding the first and last portions of the recording where client adjustment and fatigue often create artifacts. The key advantage here is that we're working with completely pristine data rather than trying to correct problematic segments. However, this requires sufficient recording length to find these clean segments. For recordings where clean segments aren't available, we move to Plan B, manual correction and detrending. This approach is optimal when less than 5% of beats are corrupted. The process involves carefully examining the IBI values for 3 specific conditions that flag potential artifacts. IBIs shorter than 500 milliseconds or longer than 1,500 milliseconds, differences between successive IBIs greater than 200 milliseconds, or IBIs that differ by more than 20% from the mean of the last 5 valid intervals. Each flagged artifact requires specific handling. Short IBIs from extra beats need to be combined, long IBIs from missed beats need to be split, and paired short-long artifacts from ectopic beats need averaging. Plan C. Automated correction becomes relevant when manual correction isn't feasible or when processing large datasets. Software like QBOs offers correction levels ranging from very low, plus or minus 0.45 seconds, to very strong, plus or minus 0.05 seconds. The key is selecting appropriate thresholds that remove artifacts without eliminating valid physiological variability. However, automated correction should be used cautiously and verified visually whenever possible. Throughout all 3 approaches, detrending remains crucial. The gradual change in the mean or variance of IBIs, called a trend, Trends in HRV data can violate the stationarity assumption required for accurate frequency domain analysis. Using tools like QBO's smoothness priors function with appropriate lambda values helps ensure valid results while preserving legitimate low-frequency variability. Section 3. Practical implementation in clinical settings. When working with veterans, athletes, or stress management clients, implementing proper artifacting requires a systematic approach that begins before you even start recording. First, establish optimal recording conditions. Minimize electromagnetic interference by keeping cell phones and other devices away from the sensors. Ensure the client is in a comfortable position that minimizes muscle tension, and verify proper sensor placement and contact. This preventive approach, championed by researchers like Dr. Pieper, can significantly reduce artifacts before they occur. For ECG recordings, carefully examine the raw signal quality. Look for clear, consistent R-wave peaks without baseline wandering or muscle artifacts. With photoplethysmography, PPG, ensure stable sensor contact and adequate blood flow to the measurement site. Remember that cold fingers, vasoconstriction from stress, or even mild tremors can significantly impact signal quality. When using QBOs or similar software, utilize the time domain tab's heart rate plot to visualize potential invalid beats and the nonlinear tab's Poincaré plot to identify outliers. The practical application of correction strategies depends on your clinical context. For typical biofeedback sessions, focus on obtaining clean 3-minute segments for assessment. If working with longer recordings, such as 24-hour HRV monitoring for athletic recovery, automated correction with careful threshold selection becomes more practical. However, always verify the impact of your corrections by comparing pre- and post-correction metrics. When dealing with specific client populations, consider their unique characteristics. Veterans with PTSD may show more movement artifacts during stress reactions. Athletes during recovery monitoring might show more artifacts during sleep periods. Elite performers might demonstrate unusual but legitimate HRV patterns that automated correction could mistakenly flag as artifacts. Section 4. Advanced troubleshooting and special populations. Understanding the relationship between raw signal artifacts and resulting IBI distortions becomes crucial when working with challenging populations. Take ectopic beats, for instance. These aren't simply recording artifacts, but actual physiological events that can indicate underlying health issues. In veterans with cardiovascular concerns or athletes pushing their physical limits, distinguishing between technical artifacts and genuine ectopic beats becomes critical for both data quality and client safety. The QBO's time domain view provides essential visual feedback about your signal quality. When examining recordings, pay particular attention to sharp discontinuities in the IBI series. For example, a heart rate that jumps from 55 BPM to 220 BPM and back within one beat is physiologically impossible and clearly indicates an artifact. However, more subtle variations require careful analysis. Is that gradual increase in heart rate a legitimate stress response or a sensor drift artifact? For athletic monitoring, particularly during recovery periods, consider the impact of respiratory patterns. Sleep apnea episodes can create patterns that look similar to artifacts but represent real physiological events. Similarly, veterans with anxiety might show rapid respiratory changes that create legitimate HRV patterns that automated correction might mistakenly flag as artifacts. Section 5. Documentation and longitudinal data management. When maintaining records across multiple sessions with clients, establishing a consistent artifacting protocol becomes crucial for valid comparisons over time. Start by documenting your baseline recording conditions, sensor type and placement, client position, time of day, and any relevant environmental factors. For veterans undergoing PTSD treatment or athletes in training programs, these details become essential for interpreting changes across sessions. Create detailed notes about your artifacting decisions for each recording. Document which correction method you used, plan A, B, or C, the specific parameters applied, like lambda values for detrending, and the percentage of beats corrected. This documentation serves multiple purposes. It helps identify patterns in artifact occurrence that might suggest equipment issues or client behaviors affecting recordings, provides justification for clinical decisions, and ensures consistency across different practitioners working with the same client. When using QBOs or similar software, save both your raw and corrected data files. The software's artifact correction percentage becomes a key quality metric. If you're consistently seeing correction rates above 5%, investigate whether this indicates a systematic recording issue rather than random artifacts. For research or clinical documentation, maintain screenshots of your correction process, particularly the before and after views of problematic segments. Section 6. Conclusion: The Art and Science of HRV Data Quality. The integrity of HRV analysis rests fundamentally on the quality of our raw data and the sophistication of our artifacting procedures. While technology has provided us with increasingly powerful tools for data collection and analysis, it cannot replace the trained eye and careful judgment of an experienced practitioner. The process of ensuring clean, reliable HRV data requires a blend of technical expertise, clinical wisdom, and meticulous attention to detail. For clinicians working with veterans, the stakes are particularly high. PTSD treatment decisions based on HRV metrics must be founded on pristine data. Similarly, for performance coaches working with elite athletes, corrupted HRV measurements could lead to suboptimal training adjustments or missed warning signs of overtraining. The difference between a legitimate physiological pattern and an artifact often lies in subtle details that only careful inspection can reveal. Remember that artifacting is not merely a technical procedure. It's an essential clinical skill that requires ongoing development and refinement. Each client presents unique challenges. The veteran with tremors that affect sensor contact, the athlete whose intense physical training creates unusual but legitimate HRV patterns, or the anxious client whose rapid breathing creates complex wave patterns. Successfully navigating these challenges requires not just following protocols, but developing true expertise in signal interpretation. The future of HRV biofeedback looks promising, with advancing technology offering new tools for artifact detection and correction. However, the fundamental principles remain unchanged. Prevent artifacts where possible, detect them reliably when they occur, and correct them appropriately while maintaining the integrity of the physiological signal. Your commitment to maintaining these standards ensures that HRV remains a powerful and reliable tool in your clinical practice. As you move forward in your work with HRV, remember that every careful artifacting decision you make contributes to better client outcomes. Whether you're helping a veteran recover from trauma, an athlete optimize performance, or any client improve their physiological regulation, the quality of your data directly impacts the quality of your interventions. In the end, artifacting is not just about cleaning data. It's about ensuring that every clinical decision you make is based on the most accurate information possible.